is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Vatican says the Pope suffered more breathing issues today. CBS's Peter King has an update.
Vatican officials say the Pope has had two new episodes of acute respiratory crisis and is back on non-invasive mechanical ventilation. The episodes were caused by significant mucus in his lungs and bronchial spasms. Doctors performing two bronchoscopies. Officials say Pope Francis remains alert and oriented, but his prognosis remains guarded.
Federal job cuts are prompting more protests. Stacey Lynn has that.
We're fighting for the climate. We shall not be moved just like a tree.
Outside NOAA's headquarters in Maryland. Lawmakers and supporters rallied against the firings.
NOAA is 12,000 experts here to help.
There are protests across the country today calling attention to the job cuts at the agency. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Other federal workers are finalizing their replies to the latest email asking what they've done at work. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Many federal employees face another deadline today. Ask for a second time to email five things they accomplished last week by midnight, while others are now deciding whether to take a buyout offer ahead of more job cuts.
European leaders welcomed Ukraine's president over the weekend and promised support, while at the White House, the Trump team decides the next steps after last week's shouting match in the Oval Office. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
They see what's happened in Europe over the weekend. They see European leaders stepping up, showing support for Zelensky, regrouping, trying to figure out, okay, do we need to go it alone here? Do we need to try to figure out how to deal with Putin if the U.S. is going to pull back or be erratic? And so I think that all of that is going to inform President Trump's meeting with his national security advisors today.
High winds in the forecast tomorrow have caused authorities in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, to cancel Mardi Gras parades. Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng.
Tomorrow's weather, especially the gusty winds, is severe enough that we have no other choice but other than to cancel our scheduled parades for tomorrow.
Lighter winds have helped firefighting crews tackle wildfires in North and South Carolina. At one point, hundreds of homes were threatened. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Myrtle Beach.
If we think about that, there are no lives lost here. There are no structures lost here. That's because of the massive effort of these firefighters.
On Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 321 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A major restoration effort is moving forward in Kenosha County. The Pike River South Branch project is finally moving ahead, backed by newly secured grants and funding sources. The project, which has been in the planning stages for decades, will rehab about 200 acres of wetland from County K to County S. The Racine Raiders are returning to the airwaves. A renewed partnership has been announced between WRJN and the legendary semi-pro team. It starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors on May 3rd. The game will be broadcast live from Horlick Field. The collaboration marks the revival of a long-standing Racine tradition. Multiple Racine County fire departments were called to an out-of-control grass fire in Tishigan yesterday. It was near the Waukesha County line. The fire reportedly threatened a nearby barn. Crews from Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester were among those called in to assist. Consider it an itemized bill. The Racine County Eye has a story today about where your City of Racine tax money goes. See a breakdown and go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. Oak Creek police are searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Lillian Asala went missing Saturday. She was last seen wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks at State Farm Arena tomorrow night at 6:30. They beat the Mavericks in Dallas 132-117, but guard Kyle Kuzma limped off the court in the first period. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he twisted his ankle. Kept going. We were happy we didn't have to bring him back in, though.
Is that something you just got to evaluate?
Yeah, I have no idea. They don't think it's a bad one, but you don't really know until the next day.
College hoops. UW-Milwaukee with an 89-67 win over Detroit Mercy to lock up the number 3 seed in the upcoming Horizon League tournament. 11th ranked Wisconsin losing to number 8th ranked Michigan State 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard on losing to the Spartans.
And yeah, we got a lot to play for in terms of seeding and Big Ten play, NCAA tournament and beyond, but this we'll learn from this. Maybe we'll see him down the road in Indianapolis or later in March.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's the calm before the storm. Clouds increasing and spotty sprinkles possible. High temperatures still tap the upper 40s, and tonight stay above freezing. Scattered showers expected tomorrow morning. Rain really ramps up by tomorrow evening. Then it flips to snow on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 42.
Satisfaction. No satisfaction. The Rolling Stones, Satisfaction, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's take a look at Rolling Stones history on this date. It was on this date, March 3rd, 2015. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones formally objected to a planned cafe to be built on a beachfront near his country mansion. He didn't want his views obstructed.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Down. Oh, but I know, girl. no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Have you heard the news yet? We announced it this morning. WRJN is once again partnering with the Racine Raiders. That's right. You've asked that the games be aired on WRJN again, and so we've sent the schedule to air the entire home and away 2025 Raiders schedule here on WRJN. Pretty soon, we're going to post the entire schedule on WRJN.com, and we'll keep you up to date on the team news right here on WRJN.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Are you looking for an easy way to get a daily detox? Pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutrition expert Sherry Torkos explains why Active Liver is the perfect solution.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to get an easy daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
To let you know, I can really shake them down.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And scientists discovered that female dragonflies play dead in order to avoid mating. I don't think it's just female dragonflies. Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is UW Badger men's basketball. The next game is coming up with Penn State Saturday at 11 a.m. Matt LePay has the call of the game. And of course, you can check out the entire WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A major restoration effort is moving forward in Kenosha County. The Pike River South Branch project is finally moving ahead, backed by newly secured grants and funding sources. The project, which has been in the planning stages for decades, will rehab about 200 acres of wetland from County K to County S. In a statement, County Executive Samantha Kirkman says the initiative will create an ecological gem in the heart of the city. Consider it an itemized bill. The Racine County Eye has a story today about where your City of Racine tax money goes. See a breakdown and go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. You'll save almost a dime by filling up in Racine County instead of Kenosha County today. Statewide, it's a little different. Melissa Kay has more about the going rate for gas.
Average gas prices fell 5.1 cents in the last week for an average of 2.80 today. This is 7 cents lower than a month ago and over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as geopolitical tensions intensify. OPEC has signaled its intent to stabilize the market. However, policy decisions from the White House could introduce further uncertainty. Regardless, nearly every year sees a seasonal spring increase, pushing prices higher ahead of summer.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Before the storm, clouds increasing and spotty sprinkles possible. High temperatures still tap the upper 40s, and tonight stay above freezing. Scattered showers expected tomorrow morning. Rain really ramps up by tomorrow evening. Then it flips to snow on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
It's Vanity Fair and Hitchin' a Ride on WRJN. In the U.S., this refueled the 1960s hitchhike dance. The dance was based on the hitchhiking gesture of waving the stuck-out thumb, and it started with the 1963 Marvin Gaye hit, Hitchhike.
Slow down, you move too fast.
down cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy, groovy, groovy. Feeling groovy, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
Thank you.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Have you signed up yet for the new newsletter from WRJN.com? The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. Plus, it has tips on marketing and advertising, too. You can sign up simply at WRJN.com.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
Dog Night. Celebrate WRJN. We have something to celebrate, and you know this by now. Paul Harvey is back on the air on WRJN. The late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. You can listen at 7:25 a.m. with Don Rosen, 12:05 p.m. with Dan Marcus. The 7:25 a.m. Paul Harvey rest of the story is brought to you by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more. And of course, if you miss any of the rest of the story, you can check out shows online at WRJN.com. WRJN has been providing local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles. All right, let's take you back to this date, March 3rd, 2013. American musician and singer Bobby Rogers died at the age of 73. He was a member of the Miracles with Smokey Robinson. Here's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles now. Tears of a Clown, WRJN.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really, I'm sad.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, that's all right. And I love her, God knows. I love her, Kentucky woman. She get to know you, she got to own you, Kentucky woman. Well, she ain't the kind that gets turned at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, she loves me, Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you, Kentucky woman. I don't want much, the good Lord's earth beneath my feet. Gentle touch from that one girl, and life is
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There were protests across the country today in support of fired workers from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.